Yes, I got your text, TJ. I brought every road trip snack imaginable. Hi, everyone. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize everyone's sleeping. Except for you, TJ, which is good considering you're the one driving. Oh, and you in the back seat. Hi, I'm Lana. We've never met before, but I've heard of you. I'm a friend of TJ. Ah, so he's told you about me, has he? Uh-oh, should I be worried? TJ here is a compulsive liar, so don't listen to anything he tells you. Just kidding. Okay, where am I supposed to sit? What? I can't sit on someone's lap, TJ. Because that's illegal, isn't it illegal? Well, if we're out of seats, how about I could... Never mind. Better someone's lap than the trunk, I guess. Excuse me. Hey, can I squeeze in? It's fine, I'll just kind of, yeah, I can just sort of sit. Okay, is this okay? Okay. Wait, TJ, how am I supposed to buckle up? I don't have a seatbelt. Okay, fine, never mind. I guess, you're my seatbelt. Don't let me go falling over every time TJ takes a sharp turn, okay? I can't believe everyone else in the car is fast asleep. Everyone must be pretty tired. How long have you guys been in the car? Wow, so like 3 hours-ish? I'm glad I missed the first 3 hours. That's usually when DJ gets on a caffeine high and starts screaming along to whatever's on the radio. Yeah, it's bad. But by now I'm sure he's gotten it all out of his system, so that's good. So you and I haven't officially met yet. I'm Lana. Oh, right. Sorry. I already introduced myself. I forgot. I don't think I caught your name. Ah, nice to meet you. Kind of a weird first meeting. Sorry about this. I didn't realize TJ invited so many people. He just told me that he's going on a road trip along the coast and that he'd pick me up along the way since I live en route. I used to live right next door to him, but I moved here a couple years ago. Doesn't stop us from seeing each other, though. Are we... Oh, no. No. No, we're not together. It's never been like that. He likes older women. And I like... Well, not TJ. No offense, TJ. Am I squishing you at all? Okay, because I could scoot this way a little if that would be more comfortable. I want you to be comfortable. We're going to be in the car for a while. Okay, are you sure? Okay, I'm really sorry about this. I would have sat on Raven's lap, but she's sleeping and I don't want to wake her up. Sorry, but if you want, I can... Okay, so you're really comfortable, you promise? Okay, then I'll shut up now. Oh, I'm not annoying you? Okay, well that's good. Sometimes, I ramble when I'm nervous. It's cute. Really? Okay, thanks. So, how's the road trip been so far? Really? Yeah, that's why I love road trips. The music, the gas station coffee, the fast food. My favorite part is when everyone in the car, you know, tires themselves out from talking so much, and so everything just kind of quiets down and softens. No screaming, no talking over each other, no chaos. And you can just look out the window and watch everything behind you grow smaller and smaller. Sometimes I'll pick something on the road, like that billboard, for example. And I'll just watch it until it becomes so small that I can't even see it anymore. It's kind of relaxing somehow, I don't know. Wait, you do that too? Really? I thought I was the only one. Whoa. TJ, if you could warn us before you drive over a pothole, that would be great. Are you okay? Sorry, I just like fell on top of you. I mean, I was already on top of you, but, whoa. Sorry. Is it okay if I, like, hold on to you so that I don't fall over? Thanks. I'll just, put my arms around your neck if that's okay. You have pretty eyes. I said you have pretty eyes when the sunlight hits them, especially. Do you want any snacks? I brought tons of stuff. You have a lot of options. There's chips, trail mix, crackers, Skittles, cookies. Yeah, I went a little bit crazy. But, hey, at least we're stocked up for the apocalypse. What do you want? Skittles, as you wish. Here. I'm kind of crushing your arm, sorry. Is it hard to... Here, open your mouth and I'll feed you. Yeah, like a baby. Wait, I have an idea. I'll feed you a Skittle with your eyes closed, and you guess the flavor. Okay, ready? Yep, strawberry. I know, I made it too easy. Okay, here, try this one. Melonberry. You were close, though. You were close. Okay, try this. No, berry punch. Good try, though. Do you have any idea where we're going exactly? Usually on these road trips, TJ decides on the destination about halfway through. Or at least that's always been my experience. Has he decided where we're going? I guess it's more fun if we don't know. We'll just, see where the wind takes us. Or rather, where TJ takes us. Everyone is still so sleepy, look at them. Usually I'm the sleepy one on road trips. Oh yeah, I'm usually dead asleep within the first half hour. I wish I was kidding. Yeah, they usually, take advantage of that. You know, like, stealing my food, drawing a mustache on my face. No, it really did happen once. Yeah. I wish I had a pen. I could get revenge. Okay, next flavor. You ready? Close your eyes. You have to open your mouth, too. It is, in fact, raspberry. Good job. Okay, I'm running out of flavors here. I might have to come up with a different game. TJ, we are not going to play strip poker. Shut up. Also, have you been eavesdropping on us this entire time? Focus less on us and more on driving. Sorry about him. He can be... Oh, that's right. You're friends with him, so you're probably used to this. Forget it. Let's not play any more games. Games usually end badly anyway. Oh, well, I don't know. I guess it depends on the game, but like... games tend to scare me a little. I don't know, like Truth or Dare, Spin the Bottle, 7 Minutes in Heaven. I played 7 Minutes in Heaven at a party once, and no one told me what it was until we'd already started playing. And I ended up standing in a closet with this boy, Blaze, who shot spitballs at me in 5th grade. And it was dark, and I got really claustrophobic and uncomfortable, and I started banging on the door until someone opened it for me. Yeah, I know. It was so embarrassing. So, just no games like that, okay? Oh, yeah, that's true. I can't be forced into a dark closet if I'm in a car. Plus, you've never shot spitballs at me, so I think we're okay. So, what should we play? I don't know. What game can be played in a car? Besides, like, I Spy. I know. How about the, ABC game? It's really simple. You pick a random category, like fruit, for instance, and then you go back and forth listing fruit in ABC order. So you would say apple, and I'd say banana, and you'd say cherry. Yeah, there you go. And then I would say, D. Why can I not think of a single fruit that starts with a D? Well, that was short-lived. Sorry, that game is boring anyway. In fact, I already feel like I'm falling asleep. Are you sure I'm not crushing you? If your leg is cramping or if you're uncomfortable, okay, just making sure. Me? Oh, yeah, totally. I'm comfortable. You have a really comfortable lap. I mean, that's such a weird compliment, sorry. I'm comfortable, that's all I meant to say. I mean, out of the 5 laps in this car, I think I chose well. Because, yeah, I'm just gonna shut up now. Look, you can see the ocean. It's so pretty. Look how sparkly. It's so endless. Check it out. You can see someone surfing from here. I kind of wish we were on the beach right now and not crammed in this car. Imagine walking along the shore with your toes in the sand. I want to stretch my legs so badly. And I've only been in here for like 15 minutes. I'm just gonna rest my head on your shoulder, if you don't mind. Is this okay? Comfy. I get sleepy easily. Sorry about that. And the sound of the cars driving by is so relaxing. It feels like when you're a little kid and your parents are driving you home and you're in the back seat and you're falling asleep. Can you, if you don't mind, can you hold me so that I don't go flying out the window if we run over another pothole? Thanks. Oh, yeah, you can just hold on to my waist. You are a really good seatbelt. A really nice, really warm seatbelt with pretty eyes. Don't draw on my face, okay?